Good morning. This is Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We're going to go back to our theme again of faithfulness. Those who are faithful in little. I had said in the beginning that I was going to talk about Elisha this morning, but I decided to go with Daniel instead. Daniel is an interesting example of a young man who was faithful in the little things. So let's read our verses again. Luke chapter 16 and verse 12. Verse 10 we're starting. Verse 10 to 12. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? Just giving the idea of if somebody is not faithful in the little things, he cannot be trusted in big things. So let's go to the book of Daniel, and we look at a few things about Daniel. You know, Daniel was just a young man when Jerusalem was taken captive and carried away to Babylon. One of the things is that Daniel was even in Jerusalem. A lot of the people in Jerusalem there had greatly corrupted themselves, and that's why the Lord had given them over to Babylon. But in that, Daniel was found faithful, and okay, we see. One ways we know that Daniel was a young man in that time was that he lived through the entire 70 years of captivity of the children of Israel in Babylon. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Here the king was looking at among some of the young men of the captives of Israel, and he was looking for some men that could serve the king. And so they had found Daniel and his friends, and they had the king had ordered them to be given the best meats, and so that they would and then they would be ready to come before the king. But Daniel purposed in his heart, verse 8, that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Here Daniel was in a foreign land. Jerusalem had fallen. The picture of the church, it had fallen to pieces. They had corrupted themselves, and then God had given them over into the heathen king. And Daniel could have said to himself, "What is the use?" And just like a lot of the other men did here, we see that there was some more men with him. But Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat, the unclean foods. And so he made an appeal, and so that they would compare them, that they would give him some other food, and then in 10 days they compared him, verse 15, and he was found. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. That was Daniel and his three friends. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They had not defiled themselves with the king's meat, and they were healthier and fatter than the rest. In Ezekiel, we find an interesting statement about Daniel, you know, something that tells us that God had great respect for Daniel. Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 14, when God is looking for a man to compare, or okay, let's go to verse 14. He's talking about if a land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then I will stretch out mine hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. That's verse 13. Now verse 14, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. There Daniel is included in what God uses as an example of faith in Noah, Daniel, and Job. And then we see in Daniel chapter 3, actually Daniel chapter 6 I want to go to next here. Daniel chapter 6. The king says, verse 3 and 4, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And Daniel was set up over that whole realm. And then verse 4, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. They were jealous at him. And it says they sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, forasmuch he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Which is an amazing statement, that though they searched to destroy them, they could find no fault against them. But then we know the story, how Daniel, they found fault with Daniel with his praying to the true God, and had him eventually thrown in the lion's den, and God preserved him, and they were thrown in and destroyed by the lions. But Daniel was found blameless. Then one more thing I want to look at is Daniel chapter 9 and verse 23. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 23, we see where Daniel is called greatly beloved. At the beginning of their supplication, of that supplication, the commandment by the angel that came to speak to Daniel came forth, and I can't come to shew thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. But just a testimony again of Daniel and of God's love and faithfulness to him, because of Daniel being faithful in the little things, and therefore being exalted to be a prophet and a wise man in the king's palace there. So may we be like Daniel, even as young men, to be faithful in the little things, that God can use us and trust us with greater things. God bless you, and thank you for listening.